And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, devotional diamond of the day. Get this one. Not fast enough. Have you ever been told that? Not fast enough. Plus, we're going to look at not all money is. Ooh, I wonder where that one goes. We'll have to double check on the opposite side of the door and look at today's Facebook post. What makes us different?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except a pumpkin muffin. I had a pumpkin muffin. I had the top of a pumpkin muffin today. It was really good, but there was a lot of calories, so I don't want to talk about it. All right? Okay. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is expected to name his chief of staff's deputy as the nation's next Homeland Security Secretary.
People familiar with the decision say the president's tapping Kirstjen Nielsen, who was John Kelly's deputy when he served as President Trump's first Homeland Security chief. Nielsen followed Kelly here to the White House when he was named chief of staff. She's considered a homeland and national security policy expert and served under George W. Bush. Elaine Duke has been Homeland Security's acting secretary, but raised eyebrows after describing Hurricane Maria's aftermath as a good news story. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 42 points to 22,873. The NASDAQ rose 16. The S&P advanced 5. Oil higher today by 34 cents to $51.26 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down?
Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through your grace.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to make a comment right now. Our weather is pretty nice. It's nice. So enjoy the weather while you have it. A couple things to tell you that are very important. By the way, Agent Squares, I forgot to tell you the second one would be the buzzing thing. First and foremost, Sam, who I talked to yesterday and today. I love Sam. Sam is, you know, we talked about the fact that we've been together for years, and a lot of people don't know the story. But Sam, the very first time he ever was a sponsor for the show, it's a great story, it's true. We talked, and I said, you know, Sam, I want to make sure that you get something from your sponsorship. But you're not just sponsoring for the sake of sponsoring, although you can, you know, write it off and stuff. I want to make sure it's a, you know, it's good for you, it's good for me. And we gave it a time limit. Listen to this. We gave it a time limit. And so we said, you know, if nothing happens by, you know, Sunday of this time, then that next Monday, we'll call the contract. We'll, you know, we'll give it that opportunity to see what happens. We'll be done, right? Saturday night, he got a lead from the show. Saturday night. This is 3 years ago. You understand? Saturday night, like the Lord was like, ding, 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 stop. Okay, you two morons, step aside. I have stuff to do. Is that great? So he's been with me for 3 years. Bottom line is we were both talking about how it was a great blessing for both of us, business-wise, spiritually-wise, developing a friendship-wise. Great guy. If you are looking for anything in real estate, I'm telling you right now, Sam is the guy. Just talk to him. No requirements, not anything that you have to do or have to sign. And again, as I've told you a ton of times, if you meet with Sam and you don't like it, he's zero problem. No issue whatsoever. But give him a chance. And if it's not for you, and if it's for somebody that you know, this is a guy that I think is right there amongst some of the best business people I've worked with. It's high praise, but it's important to me. ThinkSam.com. That is his website. ThinkSam.com. Again, I do thank him for always having an easy website. 8 letters. I can do that. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. That's right. People count them. There's 8. 858-780-1SAM. Also, if it's not for you, as we have said, and it's for somebody else, which it probably will be, then we say, send them to Sam. Is that great or what? All right. The other thing I do want to say is, here we go. Here's what's bugging me. Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. I have E. coli'd you. Okay, there you go. Here's what's bugging me. You won't believe this. You will actually think I'm not telling the truth. You can contact my wife by email and verify this is true. So during different times of the year, sometimes I use nose spray. I don't know if you're a person who's ever used nose spray. In other words, your nose gets a little cloggy. And some people like to take a pill, and I did that for a while. And sometimes, you know, I've got that nasal muppety sound. Okay, that's the fact. Can't change that. So I've been using this Vicks. It's the severe nose congestion. So I've been using that for a long time. And today I decided to do something different for the first time ever. You know how you like shake it and then you maybe spray it a little just to make sure it's got the stuff in it. And then you put it up your nose and you squirt it. Okay, well, you know what I did? I tilted my head back, put the thing in my nose and squirted it. Here's what they don't tell you about nose spray when it's facing the direction of down. It comes out in a stream of liquid, not a mist. So as my wife was hearing me in the bathroom going, it was because they did not put on the bottle, dummy, don't turn this upside down. If you will, it's going to bug you. That's what's bugging me.
Is that a good one?
It comes out like a stream, like a fire engine. And then it goes all up in your nose and goes. And I felt like I was walking around with like two cotton balls in my nostrils for a while. It was pretty weird. Let's get into our DDD. You know, this is Christian radio, right? Let's get into our DDD.
I was going to say TMI.
Too much intimacy, huh? Wow, okay. That's good to know. All right. Here's the title, Not Fast Enough. Not Fast Enough. If you think that this doesn't apply to you, man, are you going to find out that this is applicable to the Christian walk? 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8. Tell me if you can relate to this. This is referring to Saul, who was supposed to, you know, hang out for Samuel before Samuel got there to offer up the offering. 1 Samuel 13, 8. Now, he waited 7 days. According to the appointed time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. So, stop. You could never think that you can get a DDD out of the word so. But you'd be wrong. Saul was just anointed king. He's in a position. He wants to make sure that he does a good job. That part there's nothing wrong with. He was just anointed king, chosen by God and told by God to follow his commands, do what he says to do. Samuel the prophet, who was his communicator, his seer from God, said, hey, I want you to wait until I get there. Okay, I'm going to get there Sunday about 4. So 4 o'clock rolls around, Samuel's not there, and Saul was watching the people scatter from him. So, get this. So, he took control. So, he decided to act without the prophet. So, he decided to take matters into his own hands and thereby sinned and thereby lost claim to a lasting kingdom and a lasting position. Saul couldn't wait, saw things that were dissipating, and instead of still abiding by the command, took control of the situation, tried to coordinate it on his own, didn't wait for God, and got called out on the carpet for it by Samuel, by the way. This is why I bring it up. The title's called Not Fast Enough because many of us think that God does not move fast enough. Look, when I pray, I'm not going to be dishonest. When I pray, if I'm praying about something right now in October, that's not going to happen till January or February. I got plenty of patience. Right? If we're going on a trip in February, like, Lord, make sure our trip is good. Right? I have no impatience there. That's not till February. Who cares? But if I'm praying about something that I got to do in the next 24 hours and I'm not getting the answer in the next 24 hours, guess who's going to take control? I am. I'm taking over. I'm not waiting around for God. I got to get this thing done. And what we say without saying it is, doesn't God know that I've got to get this done? It's like, yes, he knows. But his time frame is not our time frame. And because God didn't move fast enough based on Saul's perception, Saul took control. That's what I'm asking you. How much Saul is in you? There was a great, great, great teaching by Gene Edwards, who used to write books and letters to Christians who kind of been beat up. And he made an excellent point about Saul and David. He said, to a degree in his teachings, David was put under Saul so that God could beat the Saul out of him. David was under Saul's authority just so David should know how not to be king. I'm like, ooh, good one. Well, there are times where the Lord allows things just to teach us in these grander ways. And while we have a time frame, God's time frame is not stuck in our time frame because he invented time. You think, wait, no, Dave, time existed before God. Nope, it didn't exist before the sun, the moon, and the stars. Nope, incorrect. God is an interlinear being. He is not a finite being. He does not have a beginning point and an end point. That's heady stuff, huh? Like, ooh, whoa, wow. Yeah, but see, what happens is you and I forget that, and we try to take control. How much Saul is in you that if God doesn't respond in the time frame that you think is necessary, you take over. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from E. coli to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want. And your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on E. coli Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at E. coli, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I just made myself laugh. I had the music coming in, and I had my head on my headset, and then I put my hand up in front like I was doing like a DJ thing. It was pretty funny. We're gonna have one day we're gonna have to put this live whenever we do the show again. Just gonna have to like do something like that. A couple things to tell you. This segment brought to you by the way, our good friend Adam Hamill, who's the president of Alive Solar and the dude that has taken over for Eric and Ingrid at Excalibur Roofing. So not only are they doing the solar, but they're doing consultation, installation. They're doing everything under one roof. If you are looking for solar or roofing, Adam, be the guy. It's just that simple. AliveSolar.com. I encourage you to check him out. You can always send them a letter saying thank you for sponsoring the show, or you can send them a letter saying you don't like them, but then at least they'll know you're listening. 760-877-4759. All right. I'll talk about Steve Wheeler in a second. I'll probably do him in the next segment, just so you can be aware of that. Agent Squires. Let me do this. This is going to be a weird, unique teaching. You know, I don't teach a lot on the business part of what I do. I'm trying to be a little careful. You know, we talk about the businesses on the show, but the business aspect, I try to be a little bit careful. This title for this DDD, by the way, is called Not All Money, ... which means not all money is good money. You ever heard that expression? Not all money is good money. And you think, well, what do you mean not all money is good money? First of all, money is not the root of all evil. Wrong. Misquoted yet again. It is the love of money that is the root of evil, not money itself. Now, money has an allurement, but it depends on where your heart's at. It could simply be used as a tool, or money can be your taskmaster, depending on how you approach it. But not all money is good money, and I want to explain what I mean by that. I've been in sales for almost as long as I've been in ministry. Be true that I started selling. Well, the first thing I ever did outside of being a busboy is I had a lawn business. And you know, you had to do in the lawn business in Phoenix, Arizona in the 1970s. You had to knock on doors and ask people if they wanted their lawn cut. You might not think of it in these terms, but that is what we call solicitation. That is part of the selling process. So ever since then, and by the way, my very first business, I'll give you a dollar if you knew the name, Dave's Lawn Care. Dave's Lawn Care. Pretty simple. I had a little Mazda pickup truck. I mean, a small one, you know, the Mazda. But the Mazda goes, remember that? So I had that, and I threw all the grass back there and take it to the dump and da-da-da-da. So sales has been a part of the stuff that I've done. It's pretty much supplemented me in most of the ministry I've done throughout my life. When I was a pastor, there was only one time I actually took a salary for a three-year period. I've never taken a salary as a pastor prior to that. I always worked alongside of it because I thought that was okay. That was a good way to do it. And I want to say this about sales. Sales is great if the person is getting blessed and you're getting blessed and it's like all everybody's in that like right direction. But there is always one or two in the sales universe that are just a royal energy zapper. Like I said, that energy zapper, they take all the energy out of you. We have had 1,000 transactions in 5 years. Do you know how many complaints I have in 1,000 plus transactions? How many do you think? Take a guess.
1,000.
Okay, that's not funny. No. Take a guess. What do you think I have? How many do you think you have? Give me a guess. Just take a shot.
Two.
Yeah, one. One person complained. One. Now, the one person didn't like it that I was, two people didn't like it that I was collecting. Now, I don't care about that. If you get the service, you have to pay for the service. That's just a part of the process of business.
Was this a survey?
No.
Because they didn't ask me. I'd make up for the other 909.
Is that right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Your position's a little different. You know, I sell them, I drop them at your door, and then what you do with them is you see fit. That's all I got. But some salespeople or some sales clients go overboard. I mean, they just like, you know, they spend, you know, and it's not that it's a little amount of money, but they spend $500 and they think they spent $500,000 and they act like it. And that's a fact. There's nothing that's different than that. I was in the investment world for a little while, and I can tell you right now in the investment world, I received people would invest in the projects between $1,000 and $150,000. Think that's a pretty big range? Do you know who the people were who were the absolute most difficult? The people that invested between $3,000 and $5,000. It's like, because not all money is good money. Sometimes with the money comes a little struggle or comes a more problem. And if you have clients, this is a great thing that the old GM said. If you have 10 clients, right, and your least expensive client takes 90% of your energy, that's not a good mix. That's fine. But I want to parallel that to Scripture, Numbers chapter 24, verse 10 through 11. Balak clenched his fists in anger and said to Balaam, "I called you to curse my enemies, but three times now you have blessed them instead. Now go home. I promised to reward you, but the Lord has kept you from getting the reward." Balaam was an evil prophet, false in the sense that he wasn't representing the Lord, evil that he was evil, and then, but still nonetheless a prophet. And in his process, he had been promised money, and Balak was the one who was going to pay him because Balak was the king. And Balak said, "I was going to pay you, but now I'm not giving you a dime because you didn't do what I asked." And he said, "The Lord kept you from getting that." Well, let me tell you something about the Lord keeping you from getting certain rewards. Sometimes that's a blessing. Sometimes the Lord keeps you from the gold for your sake, not for anybody else's sake, but that he's protecting you. That's what I mean by not all money is good money. Sometimes with the money comes a lot more than you would anticipate behind it. And the Lord may keep you from it. If there's a promise of gold, that's fantastic. But if the Lord keeps you from it, there has to be this disposition in you and I that says we trust you that you stopped us from going in this direction, and we thank you for it. My wife and I are in this process of locating a house. I told you what happened. We were going to put an offer in on this house. We put together the information, and as we were getting ready to send it off in an email, that house rented. You think, well, that's just bad timing. No, I think that's the Lord going, no, not there. And that happens in our lives. Sometimes the Lord says this way, this way. And if you really want to follow the Lord, you do the best that you can. And I don't think that every single time it ever happens, but in this time, we're really kind of really pulling out all the stops and bathing everything in prayer. The idea is that sometimes the Lord will keep you from it. But that is not a bad thing. Sometimes the Lord will keep you from that reward. Let me tell you what would have happened to Balaam if he would have received the reward for Balak. God would have killed him on the spot. So that's a good thing that he didn't get that reward. That's good. Because sometimes with the money comes other attachments. You better be careful about that. People who are in sales and people who are in those realms need to have a keen sense or a discerning of spirits, or certainly asking the Lord, because if you're involved in a transaction and you think there's gold behind it, but there's nothing to attach with it, you're wrong. And if the Lord keeps you from it, instead of being mad at God, you should appreciate that God looks to protect you and I, as he has done throughout our lifetime. Not all money is good money. We want the one the Lord wants us to have, not just what the world offers. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
In the 1920s, two men joined the faculty of Oxford University. They became great friends and famous authors. Known as Jack and Tollers to their contemporaries, they were C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. You're invited to experience the stage play based on their last encounter of wardrobes and rings and other things with Tolkien and Lewis on Saturday, October 21st at City View Church. A theatrical performance by British actors David Payne and Mark Whitmore. Tickets are on sale now at kprz.com. In Wardrobes and Rings, we join Jack and Tollers as they knew each other at Oxford's historic Eagle and Child Pub for one last visit, tempered by thawing humor, confession, and reconciliation. Join us for Of Wardrobes and Rings and Other Things with Tolkien and Lewis on Saturday, October 21st at City View Church. Remarkable lives, memorable theater. Tickets are on sale now at kprz.com. Of Wardrobes and Rings is sponsored by CAPS Pregnancy Clinics and City View Church.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. You're house rich, but cash poor. And you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agazino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
CRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by my very, very, very good friend, Steve Wheeler. Isn't it funny how that the people that are our sponsors we have these relationships with? I think it's fantastic. Whitefields Ministries has been committed to taking the gospel to, and we've said the four corners of the earth. You know that's an expression, right? Just to the furthest places possible. And what their commitment is they're involved in supporting rural pastors that are pastors who plant churches. And again, every time I say rural pastor, I think somebody's thinking, well, there's a church in Mississippi and it's, you know, it's a mile off the main road. And they need, it's like, no, there's a church 35 miles away from a city and their roof is palm tree leaves and wood sticks. And they use rocks for chairs. It's like, that's what we're talking about. And they support these pastors financially, inspirationally, educationally, so that they can keep planting churches throughout the world. Because we need it. We need as many churches. But you know what we need? If you really want to see a revival in an area, you just, you know, that's what they used to do. It was an older model. And I don't think everything they did was perfect or anything. But the idea was to come in, to have the churches try and get together, to have some preachers come in that could kind of cross the denominational boundaries, and then to really impact the community for Christ and set up new churches and new fellowships. That's how more people get saved than any single other method. Just the expansion of the church. Not just the church as in the universal church, as in like a Catholic church or a Baptist church or Pentecostal church. The church at large. That's what Whitefields does. In addition, they bring clean drinking water to these areas that have none. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. That's their website, whitefields.org. You can contact them, 760. I don't know, it's a 760. 846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. And do me a favor and pray for Steve as he seeks on a continual basis direction for their ministry. They got some big things happening, very exciting. But they need to know what to do just like you do. You know, all these ministries, these radio ministries we have some big ones. And you got Dr. David Jeremiah, and you got Focus on the Family. You know, I've had that opportunity to not speak on the air, but to speak, you know, personally with Jim Daly about some of the different elements. And it's like, look, they need prayer. They need direction from God, just like you. The only difference with them and you is their mission is in a different place doing a different thing, but they're still serving the same God. And it's all about glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, not to any ministry. Right? People don't get the glory, do they? No, it's Jesus Christ. All right. Let's get into our DDD. It's called The Opposite Door. I found this interesting, and this is going to get a little not intellectual, but it's going to be thought challenging. Is that, can I say that? You know, intellectual is not politically correct because, I don't know, because I'm just not one. That's why it's not political. It's I'm a dummy, but I want to make it so I understand it. Numbers chapter 24, verse 12 through 13. This is again with Balaam, right? This is right after that last section we just talked about not all money is good money. Here's this next thing that happened. Balaam answered, I told the messengers you sent to me, that even if you gave me all the silver and gold in your palace, I could not disobey the command of the Lord by doing anything of myself. I will say only what the Lord tells me to say. Now, again, Balaam, evil prophet, false prophet, but still a prophet, still had some kind of connection to the spiritual realm. We know that for sure, because at the end of this whole thing, he gave four or three prophecies for nations that had nothing to do with Israel, all which were exactly correct, which is like, why would that happen if he wasn't a prophet? He says this statement, and it's important to catch. I could not disobey the command of the Lord. All right? Now, none of us wants to be disobedient. We are often disobedient. We don't want to be. There's that flesh part of you that might want to be, but the spirit part of you, the new man, the born-again man, wants to do the very things that God wants. It's the old you that's like going, no, I don't, no, I don't, no, I don't, okay? So that's why you have an internal war. But he says specifically, I could not disobey by, and now he's going to give definition to what that is. He said, I could not disobey the command of the Lord by doing anything myself. Watch this. He attributed disobedience to him doing things by himself apart from God. He saw disobedience as being self-promoting, self-directing, self-leading. In other words, he wanted to do what God wanted him to do to a degree, but he recognized that if he did it in his own power, that would be the disobedience. The disobedience would be doing it in his own power, just like we talked about in the very beginning of the show. So we show our obedience by also not doing what we would do and doing what God wants us to do. In a situation there may be that you're in, perhaps you want to do what you think is best. Again, we talked about this in the beginning of the show. But when you don't do that, when you don't do what you would want to do, that's obedience. You see what I'm saying? So what's amazing is that you can actually get to obedience through the opposite door of not doing something. Typically, we think of obedience as you got to do what God says. Well, that is true. But obedience is also not doing what you say. You catch that? So it's got two different angles. It's coming at it from two different places. And if you want the theology behind it, which is really kind of cool, listen to this in Romans 4, 6 through 8. David said the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed are the one whose sin the Lord will not count against him. Here in theology, we understand we are righteous with God because he doesn't count our sins. If God counted your sins, you'd be dead. But he doesn't. And it's that negative action that puts us in a better light. That, by the way, is what's called mercy. I want to do what I want to do. That's what Adam did. That's what Eve did. God said, don't do this. And their response is, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that's, when you take that position, that's disobedience. Obedience is not just doing everything the Lord says. It's also not doing what you say. You catching that? And that's really important because it's subtle, right? Let me give you a verse that you know well, but I found it in a Good News translation. I really like it. So let me just read it to you and just think about this in its depth. This is the Proverbs passage you know well, but listen to this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Remember the Lord in everything you do, and he'll show you the right way. Is that translation fantastic? Listen to that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Never rely on what you think you know. Remember the Lord in everything you do. He will show you the right way. Because when we're looking at it as we see it, come on. You know how the news is tainted? It doesn't matter if it's left or right. There's like not really centric news. I mean, we can understand that. It's always tainted because people are tainted. Well, guess what? You're a Christian. Yes, you are. But you're tainted. You have a perspective. If you had, let's just be honest. For the majority of people out there, if you were in a divorce situation, your spouse, if you don't take the blame for it, your spouse's perspective is wrong and everything they think is wrong. And this is wrong. And that's how you see it. But that doesn't make everything that your spouse thought was wrong. See, I was praying about this morning. It's a narrative that you can't escape. You get yourself going down a pipeline, and you can never get out of it. It's what you think of when you think of this person's bad. Everything they do is bad. Did you see how they tied their shoe? It's bad. It's evil. It's like, okay, the narrative is killing you. You got to pull it back. Never rely on what you think you know, but remember the Lord in all of it, and he'll show you the right way. Don't get stuck in a narrative you can't get out of. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You're investing, right? What about in your marriage?
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Trustworthy, practical help.
The Weekend to Remember just allows you to tune that marriage up.
It's like the maintenance, you know?
We learned a lot about what God really wanted.
The Weekend to Remember opens up communication.
This gives you an opportunity to talk to each other instead of at each other.
And sparks romance.
It's day one and a half.
It's been really good.
Already.
Yeah.
We view The Weekend to Remember as our weekend for us.
It reminded us that we have to have time for one another.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
It's a great investment to get away. Don't miss out on it.
Visit weekendtoremember.com for more details. That's weekendtoremember.com.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, you missed yesterday's meeting. You said you'd be there.
True, Mr. Employee of the Month, but yesterday was opposite day, so when I said I was going, I actually meant I wasn't.
Wait, opposite day? So everything you said yesterday had the opposite meaning?
Right.
So, wait, when you told me you didn't have pink eye...
I actually have a raging case of it.
And when you said you finished the Q3 reports...
Haven't even started them.
Oh, well then, that must mean that when you were asking for a raise, you were really asking for a pay cut.
Touché, Mr. Employee of the Month. Touché.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. But if you want Employees of the Month, go where smart local job seekers find good local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster employees everywhere. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait. Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I probably should tell you, you can reach the show. I mean, you are able to reach David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I also have a Facebook. Actually, there are like four Facebook pages. Even I'm confused. Yesterday, I was talking to my wife and we were looking at something and a new thing popped up for a Facebook account that was not accessed for 2 years. And I was like, what is this? It's not that I'm technologically challenged. Apparently, it's that I'm oxygenated challenged. Whatever I do, wherever I go. Maybe it's sneaker challenged because of my shoes. I don't know. Anyhow, getting back to the things that are really important. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com or go to The David Spoon Experience on Facebook. You're welcome to do that. Here is today's Facebook post. I do want to remind you about KPRZ's app. It is free, absolutely free, in any app store that you go in. You just type in KPRZ. It's there. It's free. There you go. This is called What Makes Us Different. What makes us different? You know, you're a Christian, presumably. Okay? You believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, that he was buried. This is Romans 15 for those that are looking for it. That he rose again 3 days later, was testified to by witnesses, and then ascended to the right hand of the Father and will return. That's the gospel, if you want to keep it super simple. Romans chapter 15, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all you got to know. That's what you got to believe. But what makes us different? What's the element that makes us different? Because that story, that proclamation, that testimony is true regardless of the response. So then what makes us different? What gives us our distinctives? What makes believers kind of different type of people? I'm going to tell you right now, Exodus 33. And if you don't know Exodus 33, that's just a fantastic devotional, actually, chapter. But Exodus 33, 15 through 16, here's Moses talking to God. If your presence does not go, Moses responded to him, don't make us go up from here. How will it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight unless you go with us? I and your people will be distinguished by this from all other people on the face of the earth. Wow. Moses goes, okay, look, if you're not going with us, we're not going anywhere. We're done. Because if you don't go with us, there's nothing for us to go. There's nothing for us to do. How's anybody going to know you're with us? You have to be with us. You have to go with us. This is what distinguishes us from all other people on the planet, that God goes with us. Wait, what? By God going with us, we are different than anybody else. Watch this. Get ready. Hold your breath. Get ready. Get ready. And the child shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Oh, wait. The name of Jesus is also Emmanuel, God with us. And the thing that distinguishes us is that God is with us. And in Jesus Christ, God is with us. We are a distinguished group of people from all other peoples. We are a special people. You know, they say, people will say, oh, there's nothing special about you. Wrong. The blood of Jesus Christ, worth more than all the gold and silver and fortunes of the world, was put on display and costs for you. That makes you distinct. That makes you unique. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, you are God's chosen and special people. You are a group of royal priests and a holy nation. God has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now you must tell all the wonderful things he has done. You are special. You are distinct. You are unique. But it is because God is with you that you are unique. You know how you think, oh, I'm different personality, and this person, different personality. Big deal. There's 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 worldwide billion different personalities. Congratulations. What sets people apart is if God is with them. Remember Jonathan, when he was with his armor bearer, he goes, you know, let's go fight this whole group of people. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we'll win, but, you know, if God is with us. And they won, and they gave a victory to the entire nation. Why? Because God was with them. Why did Israel prevail? Because God was with them. Why did Jesus scorch the earth by changing all the theologies and all the planet? Because he was God and he was with us. And what happened to those 12 fishermen tax dude people that didn't know diddly about doing diddly? And then bam, they're changing the world. Why? Because God was with them. I had a Calvary Chapel pastor in New Mexico say this to me. It's just we were talking about Vineyard and Calvary Chapel. There's some tension there because people are babies. That's one thing got nothing to do with the other. But he goes, you know, it really doesn't matter. He goes, God in one person is a majority. That's exactly right. There it is. That's what makes you different. You are special. You are unique. You are God's chosen. And he's with you. And yes, you can, because he will, you can. And that's all you got to remember. You got to be a theologian. You got to be a faith person. That's a big part of it. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.